Welcome, Curious Minds, to another deep dive. We all use email, right? It's kind of the digital backbone for everything we do online. But let's be honest, sometimes it feels a bit, well, old, clunky maybe, and privacy, not always great, and it's definitely not instant like the chat apps we're all used to now. But what if? What if email could be all those things, fast, secure, instant, but still keep its global reach? That's the really interesting idea behind a project called Chatmail, and that's what we're digging into today. Now, before we properly jump in, a quick word from our valued supporter.
This deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer. SafeServer handles hosting for software like this and supports you in your digital transformation. They really help make the digital world more robust and accessible. To find out more, just visit www.safeserver.de. Okay, so our mission today is to really unpack Chatmail. We want to explore what it is, how it works under the hood, because the tech is fascinating, and, you know, why it actually matters for how you communicate online. We've got their GitHub repository, their project website to guide us. So, yeah, get ready to maybe rethink email a bit. All right, let's get into it.
Chatmail isn't, like, just another messaging app popping up. It's more of a whole new approach, aiming to fundamentally change how we even use email. At its heart, it seems to be about making email, well, exciting again, secure, instant, tackling those big frustrations we all have.
Exactly. And what's really fascinating, I think, is that it's a community project. It's free and open source software, FOSS. Their main goal is providing these infrastructure templates and libraries for, and this is their phrase, interoperable and secure instant email messaging. So interoperable is key, designed to work across different systems. No more walled gardens, ideally. And it's built on these two huge principles, automatic end-to-end encryption and metadata minimization.
Okay, automatic end-to-end encryption. That jumps out immediately, because usually getting proper email encryption involves, like, PGP keys and complicated setups, doesn't it? You're saying Chatmail just does it.
It just does it. For you, the user, it means your messages are private from your device to the recipient's device, automatically. No fiddling required. It's designed in from the start. And the metadata minimization is just as important, really. It means cutting down massively on the data about your communication, who you talk to, when, how often. That stuff can be really revealing. Plus, they offer optional ephemeral peer-to-peer messaging, too, which brings in real-time data, multi-device setups. It pushes the privacy and the speed even further. It gives you control.
Right. So it's keeping the good bits of email, that global decentralized network, but injecting it with modern chat features. Security, speed, and being open source is a big plus too. That really is a different way of thinking about email compared to, you know, just your standard inbox.
Okay, so that's the big picture. But how? How do they actually achieve this? It sounds almost too good to be true for standard email protocol. Well, yeah, the how is where the clever engineering really shines. It's built on two main pillars. You've got the Chatmail core library, and then you have the Chatmail relays. The core is basically the engine running on your end, on your device. That's what handles making things instant and secure locally.
Okay, let's dig into the core first then. This Chatmail core library. What's it doing on my phone or computer to make all this happen?
So Chatmail Core is this robust cross-platform library. It's written mainly in Rust.
Ah, Rust. Known for performance and safety, right?
Exactly. A smart choice when you're dealing with secure communications. This library is what apps or bots integrate to actually participate securely in this enhanced email network because of all those instant and secure features directly. And it handles a lot of complex stuff quietly in the background, so you don't have to worry about it, like secure TLS setup for encrypting the connection to the server. That's table stakes. But it includes advanced things like DNS caching and proxy support, too, for speed and privacy. It manages robust SMTP and IMAP, handling the basic email protocols but makes them more reliable. It ensures safe handling of MIE, which structures emails, and OpenPGP for encryption standards, making sure it's all parsed and built correctly and securely. And crucially, it implements security-audited end-to-end encryption. It uses protocols like RPGP, AutoCrypt, Secure Join, making sure messages are private without you needing to configure anything.
Wow.
And then there's the really innovative part, ephemeral peer-to-peer networking, using something called Iro. This allows for super fast multi-device sync and real-time data, like for these little web apps called WebexDC. It means instant communication without always needing a central server. It even includes a tested P2P group chat protocol that works without needing server state, which is a huge privacy win for groups.
Okay, wow, that is a ton of heavy lifting happening right there on the device. It's like putting the intelligence at the edge, isn't it? So that covers my end. But what about the message's journey after it leaves my device? That's where the Chatmail relays come in, you said. These sound different from regular mail servers.
Oh, they are fundamentally different. Yeah. This is where Chatmail really rethinks the infrastructure. The Chatmail Relay software helps deploy a minimal mail transfer agent, an MTA.
Oh.
But, and this is the critical difference, these relays only transmit messages that are already end-to-end encrypted and metadata minimized. They provide ephemeral transport only. They don't store your messages long-term.
Ephemeral transport, so they're like a super secure courier that just passes the package along instantly and doesn't keep a copy or even know what's inside. That's drastically different from my standard email server that keeps everything forever. What does that mean practically?
Huge benefits, especially for cost and efficiency. For you, or anyone running one, it means these relays are incredibly cheap to operate. They estimate something like half a cent per user per year for 100,000 users,
Yeah.
and almost zero admin cost after setup.
Half a cent.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Seriously, think about that. Small communities, journalists, activists, they could potentially run their own secure infrastructure for next to nothing. That's a massive shift away from relying on big centralized providers. It's about digital sovereignty. And because they only handle encrypted traffic they don't understand, they completely ditch the need for all that complex IP reputation stuff and spam filtering machinery,
Okay, makes sense.
which simplifies operations massively.
Yeah.
It also means apps using Chatmail can send messages instantly without hitting the usual email server rate limits that choke traditional systems trying to do real-time stuff.
Got it. So the picture I'm getting is it's like they built this high-tech, super secure express lane on top of the existing global email highway. It's designed just for this instant, private traffic. The old lane's still there, but this one's optimized. But how does that express lane interact with the regular highway? Surely there must be some friction or challenges integrating this, right? It can't be perfectly smooth talking to older systems.
That's a really good point. Interoperability is always a challenge. While Chatmail uses email standards, the fact that messages are automatically end-to-end encrypted means a classic non-Chatmail client won't understand them. It'll just see encrypted gibberish, and it won't get the real-time P2P benefits either. So the main hurdle isn't so much technical resistance from the email system itself, but rather getting everyone involved in a conversation onto a Chatmail-compatible client to unlock the full potential. It's about network effects, really. But by sticking to open standards and providing these easy-to-use libraries, they're trying to make bridging that gap as simple as possible for developers.
Right, the adoption challenge makes sense. Okay, so we've covered the tech, which is genuinely impressive. What does this translate to for you, the listener, or maybe for developers looking to build something new? Like, what can you actually do with Chatmail right now?
Yeah, the practical side. Well, the Chatmail Core library offers what's called a high-level JSON RPC API. Basically, that's a clean interface for app developers. It lets them easily add all the Chatmail features, contact management, setting up chats, sending and receiving messages instantly via email or PDP without needing to be Rust experts. It abstracts away a lot of that low-level complexity. And to make it even easier, they provide language bindings like adapters or bridges for loads of popular languages. We're talking C, JavaScript, Python, Go, Free Pascal, Java, Swift.
Wow, that's comprehensive.
Yeah, and these developers can plug this core power into all sorts of apps, web, desktop, mobile. It really opens up the possibilities.
And it's not just theoretical, right? You mentioned projects are already using this. Can you give us a sense of what kind of front ends are out there? Maybe an interesting example.
Absolutely. The project website actually has a gallery. There are already native clients for Android, iOS, and desktop, aiming for that seamless experience. Plus, integrations with existing chat platforms like Pigeon and Telepathy, which is cool, even for niche platforms like Ubuntu Touch.
Okay.
As for an innovative example, think about the bots being built. You could have, say, a secure alert system for a community group. Instant notifications, but end-to-end encrypted, so only the right people see sensitive info. Or maybe a bot facilitating secure, anonymous reporting for whistleblowers, leveraging email's resilience, but with Chatmail's privacy. These things are actually being developed. It shows the versatility. You can even play with it directly, using a command line tool they provide, Delta Chat Repo, to set up accounts and send messages. Shows how solid the foundation is.
So fundamentally, this seems to be about, as you said, raising the floor for everyone who relies on email, even if they don't realize it. Making that base level of communication much more secure, private, and instant, using tools that are accessible. It feels like a real effort to provide alternatives to the big centralized messaging silos we're all kind of locked into. And it's an ongoing thing.
Absolutely ongoing. It's not just about building their own stuff. The team actively contributes back to the open source ecosystem. They find bugs in the hundreds of Rust libraries they depend on, and they submit fixes upstream.
Ah, that's good citizenship.
It really is. It strengthens the whole foundation for everyone. It reflects that core belief in open, robust, transparent technology built for everyone's benefit.
So, wrapping things up, what does this mean for you? Chatmail isn't just trying to add some bells and whistles to email. It's fundamentally reimagining it, turning it into a private, instant messaging backbone for potentially, well, everyone. It keeps the global reach of email, but turbocharges it with modern encryption and efficiency. It's a really powerful example, I think, of how open source innovation can take something foundational and make it relevant, private, and user-controlled for today's world, escaping those proprietary walled gardens.
And that really leads to a final thought for you to maybe ponder. If digital communication could be truly instant, truly secure, and fully decentralized, built on open universal standards like email, what new possibilities would that unlock? How would that change how we connect, share information, collaborate, you know, free from the limits and the potential oversight of single giant platforms? What could that mean for society, for communities, or just for your own personal conversations?
That's a fantastic question to leave us with. A lot to think about there. And that wraps up our deep dive into Chatmail. Thank you so much for joining us on this exploration. And a final big thank you to our sponsor, SafeServer, for helping make this duck dive possible. Remember, SafeServer provides hosting and digital transformation solutions. Check them out at www.safeserver.de. We look forward to diving deep with you again very soon.